Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke. Brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
I know that there's going to be some people still on their way to school, so I just want to say at this stage of this part of the show that Kirsten has suggested to us off air that there will be some sexual references.
Yes, entendre,
in this segment.
Maybe though, double entendre, hopefully.
I'll leave it up to you to moderate your volume or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, this is an adult instrument.
It really is too. Today's instrument is...
the triangle! Named
sexy
after
eyes.
Its shape. I know, and you're going, how can that be double entendre? But
what am I supposed to hit?
We're going
to
get there.
You wanted me to go...
No, I didn't. I just wanted the chime.
There
you go.
Yeah, I thought so. That would have been more, yeah.
So it's a piece of metal...
Wow!
Shaped in a triangle, but you have to leave it open at the bottom.
Wow!
So that it's free to vibrate. Wait,
is that the first one?
And you play it with beaters, and lots of different beaters. And you holding it at the top, hanging it from your finger, so that the rest of your hand are free from muffling.
You guys.
He started it.
And then you can either strike it on the bottom or the side. But you have to.
Yes, good one. You're pretty good.
You have to strike it with a pushing motion because a slapping motion produces a hard metallic ping. So you can have one beater in each hand, or you can move a single beater back and forth from side to side inside the instrument. So this, and the size of and weight of the beater is important. Heavy beaters are the most sonorous. Sonorous. Okay, see, I told you, that was the root for the triangle. And you thought it was just so innocent.
It is. You get it at kindy.
I know.
What other things come in triangle shapes?
So it's resonant.
Thank you.
It's resonant. But what this is interesting is that you don't tune it. So, the triangulist has to sort of find the right one.
Is that the correct term? Triangulist.
No, it's not. I just made that up.
But do they come in different
sizes? Yes, 4 to 10 inches. 6 to 9 inches is preferred.
Do they come in different notes, though? Can you buy a C?
No, they can. No, they don't. And they can. They're supposed to just blend. But if it doesn't, you should pick another one. Right. Isn't that a weird thing? Yeah. Yeah.
So
look, we've stopped being rude.
Play a universal tone, then.
It's a resonance. It's got overtones.
Okay.
So you're getting so many tones at once.
Oh,
yeah.
My graphic BFM, is it considered a percussion instrument?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Yes, it is. It's an idiophone. That can be metal. I mean, well, they are metal, steel or iron. Some sources said Turkish originally. Some said England. Not even close to each other. But yeah, it's an undefined pitch.
So where's it from?
Either Turkey or England.
Ancient aliens.
I said this is two different ones. And they used to be isosceles, but now
what?
Equilateral is more
equilateral.
Popular.
Oh, welcome to the equilateral age.
Yeah, I'm going to play a little bit underneath us as we talk.
So, listen. Oh, yeah,
not
listen
you,
to that.
Not you, Mikey.
It's jamming.
The triangle operator there is really, he's really. Step up the front, it's your time to shine, isn't
he's
it?
He's a beater.
I didn't think a triangle could chug, but it can.
Good call. Sing along if you. Look, you can do that at home. Oh. Shit, what's this?
This is Lonely
Liston. It's almost as good as that track I just played.
Cosmic funk and spiritual sounds.
But you know, so
which just actually brings me to my point about ancient aliens developing the triangle. Just
there you go.
Let's not write that off.
This music is outer space.
Yeah.
But you know, you wouldn't think.
Noise.
Oh, I've got a funk band. Who's gonna play triangle?
Someone's got to. The percussionist.
But it sounds awesome. And I get, apparently in, I mean, this is playing a really complex pattern, but apparently in some of the wilder musics that it plays in, like Brazilian and Cajun and jazz, it's good because it does stick out and it often just keeps the beat on the top.
Do you think
keeping the whole band in.
Kirsten, do you think, as a professor of music, a doctor of the sound and the vibe. Do you think that the triangle is... a lot of people, there's a prejudice held against triangles from people. I'm just imagining there's a lot, there must be a lot of people out there who have in the past spent hours, days, weeks, months of their lives practicing to play the violin or the piano or the tuba or the French horn or the oboe or the cello or the drums or something like, you know, just all these different things and spent hours and hours, and then old Mr. Triangle or Mrs. Triangle just walks up and goes, right, let's go. Ba-bing, ding,
ding, ding, ding. I know.
Hardly even practiced.
And you can give it to a kid to play. You know, it is one
give
of those
it to
kids,
a kid, to
kids
a kid.
Instruments.
To a kid, and the rest of the orchestra is sitting there with their fancy tops on. You know?
I was reading this website and it was telling me all this stuff about the triangle, that Ravi Shankar said it's the hardest instrument to master and it's more complex. It was a joke side. I was like taking notes.
You must firstly, hang on. Don't you don't need to worry about that, because imagine being so lame that you'd have to post a joke site about triangle,
about
the facts to do with triangles.
You must reach a level of enlightenment in which the spirit and mind become one.
I don't know if it is a joke site. Are you sure it's a joke site?
The most complex musical instrument known to man.
When how far did you get through?
The simplest thing is the hardest to master.
Yeah, I agree with you. And Ravi Shankar, the imaginary Ravi Shankar.
Yeah. And apparently, now this could be true. That
you still wrote it down and still brought it in, by the way.
It was just in case. Yeah. That when they asked Paul and Ringo if what they would have done over in some of their
Paul
albums.
Paul Bennett, what?
Paul and Ringo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They said we could have used more triangle. Now that sounds like something they could have said.
Yeah.
Did you?
I can't do Liverpool. Could have used more triangle.
Could have used more triangle.
Yeah, that's it. It does sound like something they'd say. That's why I was
Thomas
believing it.
Thomas the Tank
it.
Engine. Hey, guys! Did you hear? Have you heard the outrageous Quincy Jones story? Quincy Jones is saying, was he going to die tomorrow or something?
I don't know. But
he's come out and he's just busting out some stories.
He's off his meds, I think.
But how come any other person in the world could tell those stories and people go, okay, man, all right, there, old doddery fella with your 22 girlfriends, apparently he's got.
But it's the cue. It's the cue.
Exactly. It's Quincy. What are you going to do? You can't not listen.
And he knows who killed Kennedy.
Yeah, who killed Kennedy? Who Michael Jackson ripped off? Say that, you know, why don't you say that while he's alive, tough guy? He's too scared Michael's going to...
Some nasty stories about him kicking Michael Jackson to rags whilst recording, I think it was Thriller.
Wow, he overpowered Michael Jackson?
kicking him in the vocal booth saying, squeal one more time! Wow. Because just too many pops and squeaks and he didn't like it, apparently.
What have we got? What's going on in the background here?
This is a track called Concrete and Clay by Units 4 Plus 2. It's a different kind of triangle use.
Triangle's quite out there. It's quite it's up in the mix.
Thing.
It's up in the mix.
In the intro is triangle, which we've missed, but that's fine.
Can we go back to that? Watch this, Kirsten. Watch this.
Watch
this. Rewind my selector.
Sure.
To the beginning, my selector.
Yeah.
Bim. Raga.
See, when you do that, it makes me not.
I know. That's you just got old Havoc curse then sucked in. It's cowbell.
And
you got a busy. You've got
cowbell
you've got the percussionist starting the whole show there, don't you?
But what's weird is on the video, none of those instruments are there. It's just a guy in a normal trap kit, and so he's just playing his hi hat on those same notes. And I thought, wait a minute.
You think this is bullshit? What's this?
And they're weird. Now, okay. Can you play that one I wanted you to play?
Which one's that?
What's the video of this?
Well, not Dick Hyman. Dick Hyman was someone we wanted to play. That's a real name. Dick Hyman, somebody de duas notas. But the Christine Balfa. This is a whole triangle album, triangle only.
Wow.
No other instruments.
Are you ready, Sarah?
No, this will take a
little... Old Hav, are you ready?
It's in the bowels of Spotify. It's just got to go deep.
Are you ready, new old Hav? Come on, new old Hav. Let's do it.
And, so, you got to listen to this today. It's all the tracks are triangle only. And
how long? How do you market an album like that?
Well, you just
you've really got
triangle lovers.
This is the thing with the modern the internet and the like. You can use algorithms to identify the triangle listenership, can't you?
These will all be on Dr. Zemka's Spotify.
Oh, good.
Yep,
put this one on too.
Yeah.
You got it.
What tracks us
this
on
is
the album?
Blues de Tic Tac. By Christine Balfour, and it's on an album cannily titled Plays the Triangle.
Do you think that she gives a copy to all of her friends and goes, when your album's out, here you go, guys, here's a copy for you guys? And they'd be like, oh.
Then she's got a stack in her bedroom, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd be like,
cool, yeah, I'll listen to the car. Before we go out.
I never really thought of a triangle sounding like a bit of a train, but it does in a few instances today.
It's hypnotic.
Sounds like a wind chime with Tourette's.
Is this your new favourite song now? Is this going on your list?
This is actually the most sexiest part of the whole segment so far.
This is 4.5 minutes long.
It sounds like a knife and fork making out. Listen. Just close your eyes. Imagine a knife and fork making out. Listen.
Yuck.
Ooh, yuck, eh?
I wonder if her fingers are free from muffling. Muffling. I wonder how heavy is her beater.
Okay, this is terrible. What's going on? Are you sure that's even what it is? Yep.
Okay, we're going to go.
I saw Mike play before. That was awesome.
We've got the next one.
All right,
okay, we're
going
to go to the coolest man in the world, and he uses the triangle to tell stories of the ghetto. Oh. No, better.
Oh, slow down.
Better.
How about Marlon Brando and Marvin Gaye sleeping together? That's another part of the Quincy Jones story. And Richard Pryor. Yeah, he is on the drugs.
The interview we're talking about is in GQ Online if you wish to read it.
It's such a shocker. Just like boom, boom, boom. And he went out with Ivanka Trump when he was 72 and she was 26.
And Richard Pryor's wife's come out and going, hell yeah, it happened.
Hey,
and somebody else saying,
my husband slept with Marlon Brando, I'd be crying about it too.
Yeah,
I love Marlon Brando. Not so much Moo Moo Marlon Brando, but Sorry, Sarah.
A lot of people are coming out and corroborating bits of it.
Well, and then they said Richard Pryor was a known bisexual. I didn't know that. And actually, to be honest, when I was growing up, that would have been nice to know, you know, that we had more queer folks in our circles. You know?
Wouldn't that have been nice to know back in those days?
Would
you know? Wouldn't,
nice
that, wouldn't that have made a lot more sense?
Yes.
So you go, what, Liberace? Was he? Freddie Mercury? I can't believe it. George Michael? I can't believe that.
Hey, this we didn't know Elton was either.
This has got cowbell in it as well. Nice cousins hanging out.
But, you know, again, you wouldn't have thought, well, let's put some triangle on our ghetto story. And, and yet they do. It's a weird instrument that...
Maybe it represents the honest smile of passers-by.
Yeah.
Also,
cowbell, you know, sound traditionally associated with farming in a song called Inner City Blues.
Yeah. Well, and apparently the other in America, farming. I haven't seen this in New Zealand, the triangle's famous for calling people to dinner at camp.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get it from the music teacher and then you have a fang on it to get everybody sitting down.
And it's at the beginning of, John Lennon Starting Over, the beginning of it. The Pink Panther theme's got it.
Oh, so my God, let's play that. Can we play that? I'm gonna play it.
Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi. Apparently Queen has some in the songs. And apparently Foo Fighters... at one concert in Wembley had a big triangle solo. It's all over the triangle boards. They're really excited by it.
Did they get Christine Balfour in for that one?
I hope so.
Well,
she's
Christine Balfour
man.
Would have lost her shit, wouldn't she? Wonder what
So, I didn't... Mikey, you didn't even ask, but I didn't look up the prices. How much do you run one of these going to set me back, Kirsten?
Aren't triangles like coat hangers? You put them in a wardrobe and they multiply.
Sarah!
I've never known anyone to
No,
buy
she's
triangle.
Living in that bubble.
That's
Sarah.
True. A chopstick
this
and a hanger.
This is a musical instrument.
She's a classy woman. Chopstick and a hanger.
No, but I mean, you leave them alone and they multiply.
I bet you think a bass guitar is just a broomstick, a box and a string. That thing.
Sure.
Honest, eh? She's an honest woman. Good honest woman. She understands that music can be made from anything. Just the, you know.
So anyway, if you want a job for your boyfriend in the band, give him a triangle. Let him join you.
Hey, guys, can you make some space on stage for our triangulist?
Yes.
Thanks. Now we need some lights over here. We've got our triangle players coming in for the third song. Yep.
We just get a riser. Thank you.
They're hard to mic too, I would imagine.
Imagine they really
maybe
are.
Two or three get a spatial thing going.
I think there was a couple of calls coming in before that we just basically overlocked.
Was it from the New Zealand Triangulist Society?
Both of them, yeah. And there's the League of Triangulators.
Based in Waiheke.
Yeah. And then there's the South Island Division too. I think it's a. And they live on Stewart Island because it's the most triangular of the islands.
Oh.
Chatham's.
Tasmania's got a big group too, because they got the right shape.
Hey, Kirsten, thanks for coming in and talking to us about the triangle.
You're welcome. This has been the best of our series.
Okay, get ready. Yeah, this is one of my favorite. I made my friend listen to this in a situation once. G'day, Steve. How are you, mate? Remember that time we're out in your back shed in the freezing cold in Christchurch listening to this next song? Remember that? Woo!
I do.
Thanks, Kirsten. Ready when you are, Elon Musk.
Okay, we'll talk amongst yourselves.
I'll just do this.
Kiss, you're listening to 95 BFM, but you knew that.
Enjoy the ride. That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.